News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
And staying with all things Simon Harris, Taoiseach in waiting this morning. News Talk's chief reporter Barry White got to sit down with Simon Harris, and this is what he said.
First thing I want to do is pay tribute to Leo Varadkar for his work as Taoiseach of our country and leader of my party for 7 years, for the way he's represented us at home and abroad. And now I'm here to say that I'm in and to declare my interest and intention to seek the leadership of the Fine Gael party and to thank people who have come forward from all ranks of our party today. I'm humbled and overwhelmed by the trust they're placing in me. My commitment to them and to the broader public is that if given an opportunity to serve, I will give this my all day in and day out.
I think at this stage you've got the backing of the majority of your parliamentary party. So is this a formality? You're going to be the next Taoiseach?
No, there's no formalities in Irish politics. I'm very conscious that nominations are still open in my party. And I'm also very conscious that that's the position in relation to party leader. And then obviously there's another process in relation to forming a government. So I'm looking forward to continuing to talk with and more importantly, listen to people across my party organisation over the next number of days, and indeed listen to the people right across this country. I found myself involved in politics at a young age accidentally, when I had a brother born with autism and started campaigning locally to say we need better school facilities. I know the good politics can make, I know the difference politics can do, but I think we need to get back to that. I think there's a toxicity in Irish politics. I think people want to see a focus on delivery. And I think any opportunity around leadership change provides a chance for a renewal. And to bring new energy and enthusiasm to that work.
Are you confident you have the backing of Fianna Fáil? Because if you go back 5 years ago, they were fairly critical of yourself when you were health minister, saying you didn't have experience. Will they think you have the experience now, 5 years later, to lead the country?
Look, I'm very conscious that was a very different political environment in terms of opposition do what opposition do, and I respect that. But look, there's no politician in Ireland that's perfect. I certainly haven't. But I think any fair evaluation of my record would show leadership at the start of the COVID pandemic and ability to work across the political divide on an all-party plan called Sláinte Care for our health service, a referendum to repeal the Eighth Amendment to support women's reproductive rights in the country, establishing a new department from scratch on further and higher education. So look, I think a lot has happened and a lot has changed since then. The three parties have a shared programme for government. It was negotiated painstakingly. It's not an agreement between any individual politicians, but between Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Green Party. I'm here to say I'm running for the leadership of Fine Gael, not to get in any way ahead of ourselves or ahead of that process. But I've heard the other party leaders comment, obviously, on the programme for government remaining.
Did you have any reluctance in putting your name forward? Because some people might say this job is a poison chalice.
Being honest, my approach to public service is I never view serving as a poison chalice. I know I'm not naive. I know how difficult things are. I know the stage of the electoral cycle we're at. I know the challenges that my party faces, and more importantly, that I know the challenges that our country faces. Of course, I took the time to reflect with my family. This did come as a shock. It's no secret that I have ambition, but certainly this wasn't the way I expected things to develop. I mean, 48 hours ago, I was sitting at home not thinking I'd be talking to you about the leadership of Fine Gael.
Obviously, nothing confirmed yet, but if you do become the next Taoiseach, do you think that's what the public want?
Our parliamentary system, our constitution is very clear in terms of how the Taoiseach is elected of the day. Our Taoiseach is elected via majority vote of members of Dáil Éireann, and our President of Ireland is elected by direct vote of the people. People in the last election gave a Dáil majority to Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Greens. And that majority remains in place. So it's a matter for Dáil Éireann to elect the Taoiseach based on the votes of people right across the country. And of course, there will be a general election within the next year. Taoiseach have changed many times. Party leaders in government and opposition have changed many times outside of electoral cycles, because that's how our constitution works.
And that was Taoiseach in waiting, I presume. Simon Harris speaking to Chief Reporter, Newstalk reporter Barry White. And for more on this, we're joined now by Hildegard Nocton, Minister for State with Responsibility for Public Health, Wellbeing and the National Drugs Strategy. Good morning to you, Minister. An extraordinary couple of days for Fine Gael. Are you happy with the outcome?
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, it has been an extraordinary few days. And I just want to start by thanking also Taoiseach Leo Varadkar for his stellar leadership as party leader and as Taoiseach, and in leading the country, particularly through a number of major crises and challenges, particularly Brexit, where we managed to avoid a hard border between North and South, his steering of the country through the COVID pandemic and the cost of living crisis, and just to wish him well. I think it all came as a surprise to us on Wednesday. And as a party, we needed to act fast to make sure that this transition is smooth, because this is really about the country and ensuring that we have and maintain stability, particularly coming into local European elections. So I think Simon Harris is the right person for this job at this time. And I know that he will lead.
Okay.
And you can hear that in his interview there with great energy and enthusiasm.
And one of the things Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said was that he wasn't the right person to lead Fine Gael into further elections. Many people are predicting you won't do well in the locals, you won't do well in the Europeans. Will that be something that will cause questions around Simon Harris, or will there be time given, do you think, for him to bed in as Taoiseach?
Well, people were saying that back in the 2019 local elections, where we gained seats, and that was the first time in 20 years that any government party gained seats in local elections. We have as well 5 MEPs, which we got elected throughout the European elections. So we have, of course, it's challenging. Every election will be a challenge for all parties. But I believe in Simon Harris. He's someone that I believe is stepping into this role now, hopefully going through the whole process at the right time and talking to people here, even in Galway and in my own constituency. Members, councillors are very much energised by the prospect of
Well, we're hearing that Simon Harris was laying the ground work for this for the last 2 years, that he's been reaching out to people far and wide, including in Galway, looking for support, and that he has had aspirations for this job for a long time. Are you surprised that there was no contest, that Pascal Donoghue or somebody didn't step out and say, look, I'll at least give you a run for your money?
I think the fact that this all happened so fast and there was such a resounding and quick turnaround to endorse Simon, I think is really, it shows about, I suppose it shows the confidence that people have.
Does it show a lack
Simon's
of interest
ability
on the part of other ministers?
No, I think, and I don't want to be speaking for everyone else, but because it happened so fast and people endorsed him so quickly, it shows the confidence in his ability to do this job. I really strongly believe, and you mentioned he has travelled the country, and that's what he does really well, engages with people. He's a really good listener, which is as important as communicating well. He has a real ability to communicate through social media with younger people, and we saw that as well
TikTok Taoiseach, as they're calling him.
A really good communicator on social media through TikTok or whatever. And we saw that throughout the pandemic, where people, I remember telling me, oh my God, Simon Harris, he's really reassured me when we're all in lockdown. And they really felt they knew what was going on through his, talking in a very normal, down-to-earth manner via social media at a very fearful time for the country. So it really shows when there's a challenge, he's somebody who can step up to the mark. And that's what we need.
And speaking of fearful times, is it a fearful time for Fine Gael cabinet ministers? Are you expecting a reshuffle?
That will be a matter for the new Taoiseach. We're all working really hard on the programme for government. I sit at cabinet, and I can assure you, from the three parties' point of view, we work very well together in coalition, and our focus is on delivering for the programme.
I'm sure, but for example, Minister Simon Coveney, who previously ran for leadership and who Simon Harris endorsed for leadership, he hasn't endorsed Simon Harris. Are ministers like that vulnerable now if they're not doffing the cap and showing loyalty?
Positions are completely a matter for the future leader of Fine Gael and our Taoiseach, and it wouldn't be for me to comment on that. But all I can tell you is that Fine Gael in government with our coalition partners, we're very much committed on continuing to deliver that programme for government.
You wouldn't say you have an eye on any other job yourself?
It's always an honour to serve. I'm currently in the role of Chief Whip and in the Department of Health. And I have to say, it's a real honour and a privilege. And I'm always ready to serve, as is everybody else.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Minister Hildegard Nocton there, Chief Whip and Minister for State with responsibility for public health, wellbeing and national drug strategy.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.